All right, let's get in that holiday spirit now.
Come on. Come on. Ooh.
Come on.
This is a stupid human fucker. You better know when to pull that pot down.
Call out the douchebag.
We're here.
Out the FDSB. Pour a ball again. Burn all your panties. I may be right. Ho, 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 ho.
He's a ho, ho, ho.
You're a ho, 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 Michael.
Love Dr. Dirty.
We are here, and it is our Christmas episode. You know what? We started our podcast at the end of December last year.
December 27th.
We never got to do a Christmas episode. This is it right here. This
thank God we can have the chance to do it.
Right.
Bah, humbug.
Are you a little better mood than you were last week?
Yeah.
Good.
Still have the same clothes on.
You always have the same clothes on.
They were free.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas. Anything but that Scars and Stripes sweatshirt that you wear every day of your life.
I got four of them. What are you talking about?
I got four of them.
Last guy standing. Last guy standing.
Quitters.
Dude. New thrifty shop opened up near me. I figured there's got to be, right after the first of the year, all the assholes that went on like keto diets and stuff,
yeah,
all their clothes will be there for sale. So,
dude, that's a great idea.
Yep.
Nice.
It's foreshadowing on the foreskin. Anyways.
So, if you were to build...
You're not doing this again. Throw that shit away. Jesus.
Dude, let's talk about Christmas. I'm excited. It's right around the corner. It's like a weekish away. Hey.
What?
You got good memories for Christmas?
A weekish away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we recorded this.
You got good memories of Christmas?
Yeah, I always got good memories of Christmas.
It's not the same since Mom passed, but, you know, it's...
No, I understand that.
So do I.
I will
wipe the tear out of your eye. This is going to be a joyous show.
I will not.
It's going to be upbeat and joyful.
No, you're mean. My mom's
music.
No, my mom's passed.
Food.
And you're making fun of it. You think it's funny? I'm just going to make everybody that's listening.
Make me feel
bad for me. And wow, Mike's an asshole. Next time they see you out, they're going to be like, "Hey, man, what's up? What the hell was that for?
Don't ever
make fun of a guy's dead mother ever.
Take those white sunglasses off before you hit me." Oh, wait, no. That would be... Never mind. No, yeah, we had all kinds of memories of Christmas. This year's going to be a little different, but all the rest of them have been...
Why is it going to be different?
Well, you know, Nicole's got that steady boyfriend now, so...
Came in and ruined everything?
Well, they celebrate the same time we do, so it's going to be...
Whoa, hold on.
Hang on. Don't even go there.
We're
not going to go there on this show. No.
We're not. We're going to talk about this after.
We can talk about it after. We've already talked about it, you and I. Man, we're not talking about it.
We're not talking about it at all.
Nope.
Just not now.
Nope. People that have kids that are older know exactly. That's all I had to say is what I just said.
I understand. I'm in the same boat. I got you. Ethel will be there. Don't worry.
What's that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Do you know how long it's going to be before she listens to this episode?
Never.
Three Christmases from now.
She's still on episode 12. Season one.
Yeah, she's been stuck on episode 12 for, well, over a year. Almost a year now.
It's very busy these days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wow, really? Go on, keep talking. Idiot.
Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas food. When I think Christmas, you know the first thing I think of?
Baked macaroni.
What? No, that's tang. I'm tang.
Oh, you? Ham gravy?
There you go. Still running through my
goo. That's all I remembered.
Wrong with
you. Yeah, then I took the ham, you know, the packet that comes with it. You're supposed to put it in the flaps.
Yeah.
The ham flaps,
yeah.
Like under the wings.
I get it. Yeah. I made the gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done.
Goo.
Goo. What
the fuck? We didn't say fuck as much back then.
We did not. We were scared. Now it's like, fuck.
Now we're like, yeah, fuck it. There's three people listening.
So, yeah, it's a little different. It's just, yeah, it's, my dad doesn't like to celebrate Christmas that much. I kind of force him into it.
Yeah.
Just, he's just not into it. I don't know.
Well, spent a lot of years, you know, with the family all around, everybody's around, and now it's not, you know.
Yeah.
So why don't you be the good guy and get everybody, get your brother, get everybody, and what are you just shaking your head no for?
That's no fun.
That would be a hell of a thing to videotape.
You just want to hear stories for the show.
It's the Johnson Dysfunctional Christmas with music by Dr. Dirty. Hey, all you fuckers. Kiss my ass.
No, I always involve my dad in our Christmas shenanigans. He's always invited.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, if you're not happy with the way things are, you got to change them. That's it.
Yep. That's
it. If you want your kids to be there, then you got to find a way to make it happen.
What are some of your favorite Christmas, like, sweets? I know you're not a big sweet guy.
I'm not a big sweet eater.
But do you like
toffee break toffee?
This wasn't a shill to bring that across.
It's my shill. Because if we talk about it.
You really got a grip on this advertising,
don't you? If we present it on here, I will get a present later.
The grip.
That's right.
There you go.
Evident.
You're blowing this away, aren't you?
I am.
So, Oh. Christmas cookies with anus. Oh, man. I love anus cookies.
I know. You call them anus cookies. I just got done listening to our Christmas-ish.
Our post-Christmas
show, and it was like, anus, and I'm like, anus. And you're like, eh. Yeah.
Well, sorry. It's a year later, and I still love anus.
And you cookies. Still are telling cookies. The same stupid jokes. It just doesn't get any better. People are like, Jesus Christ. Great, it's come full circle.
No, I'm helping people because there's somebody out there listening, going, you know what?
The only way you
I like 80s, they're opening up their window, going, I like anus too. Cookies.
They're not opening the window. They're opening the back door. Are those Greek cookies? And I still got it. He's got nothing to say. His face is so red right now. This looks like Santa Claus sat on it.
I fucking hate you. opening.
Come on, talk.
I'm tired.
This show is boring already.
I had a long night last night. We did the ugly sweater party last night at Angry Garlic.
Oh, is that? You're putting it ahead of time.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
You're such
What's wrong with you?
Here, I got something for you.
Oh, my God. I saw the ad right here.
Oh, good for you. How was it? I just shipped my pants.
Literally.
I just shipped my bed.
Oh, no.
How do you like that one?
Huh? Everybody's going, what the fuck is going on? There's no visual at all.
No, nope. All you have to do
Mike
is this.
Mike shit his pants. I got a spatula that he bought me for Christmas, and I'm waving the smell away, but then I realized that I'm putting gas smell on my...
You deserve the spatula.
I know you're all thinking, what a cheap motherfucker getting my spatula for Christmas, but it's Rock Out Cookout, and it's a spatula on one end, but the other end is a microphone. That's pretty bad fucking ass right there.
There you go.
Do you live Rock Out, but also have to cook out? Get it on with this high-quality slotted Turner. Ooh, I like you even better. It's called a slotted Turner.
Better
yeah,
than Tina.
Baby!
Better than Tina Turner.
Can this stick on here somehow?
What'd you get me?
I'm going to have to get you a new pair of pants.
Or at least a chamois.
There they are. I got them hanging right behind you.
Yeah. Give me a chamois.
A chamois.
Not shamu. Chamois.
What about Christmas music, bud? You like it?
No.
You're such a... Why are we even doing this show? You're
I don't know. You brought up all this humbug. Fucking Christmas crap.
You're such a bah fucking humbug. Can you at least pretend?
No. Then I'd be lying to our listeners. I'm not a liar.
All right, fucker. I got some.
He's not a liar. You're a liar.
I got some questions to ask you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll answer them.
I got a naughty list and I got a nice list.
I better do the naughty list. I mean,
we're gonna. Well, we can. I'll do the nice list and you can do the naughty one.
as God.
Let me know what you've done. I'm going to keep track here.
I created the world.
Not you. Jesus Christ.
Nope, that's my son. He's out here. He's out with your mom.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Sounds to me like you're going to have some more relatives, Dad.
I fucking hate your guts. All right.
I'm inviting the apostles over for dinner.
Yes or no if you've done any of these?
No.
Donated to a toy drive?
Yes.
Yes. I also have. Volunteered at a shelter?
No.
I have not either. Seen a Christmas play?
Yes.
Yes.
The Nutcracker.
That's what you're going to get. You say one more thing about my mother.
Ooh.
Been a Secret Santa?
Yes, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Anybody who works has been a Secret Santa.
Gone caroling?
No. God, no.
I have gone caroling.
Because you're, yeah.
Baked Christmas cookies?
Yes, I did once. Did not come out good.
Once?
Wow. I'm not the baker. Grip's the baker.
So this runs in the family? You, your cousin, Bern and
Chef? No, my cousin can't even make tea.
Why you got to bring up the tea?
She can't make tea.
That's not nice.
She tea bag. Oh, she put the pot on to make tea and turned on the thing, and everything was going smooth until like the fire alarm went off and realized she forgot to put the water
in the teapot. You know what?
What?
She probably doesn't have any left, right? Now I know what to get her for Christmas. I'm going to teabag her. I'm going to get her some tea bags. I got it. Perfect. Thanks for the idea. It was Mike's idea for me to teabag you.
And again, just keep going with that teabag.
Oh, episode 7, did I say teabag 3 times? I'm sorry.
No, I just didn't know if everybody would appreciate the way you were talking
buying
about teabag.
Buying somebody a box
cousin.
Of teabags?
Yeah.
What are you, get saying. Your mind out of the gutter, sick freak.
I'm just going to.
Have you made a ginger?
Siegfried. Isn't that your guitar player?
Siegfried?
No, oh, no, Sean Fried. Sorry.
Have you made a gingerbread house?
Yeah, remember it was sitting up there for the longest time, the one that Grip and I made?
Yes.
That was a really good one.
Have you cut down a fresh tree?
I have, once.
I never have.
That was dumb.
Was that the same year you made the cookies?
Might have been.
One year I celebrated Christmas, and then fuck it.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a tree lighting?
Yes.
I don't think I did.
Did down in New York City at Rockefeller's.
Wow, you did?
Yeah.
That's bucket list right there, bud. Yeah. Have you ever handmade a gift?
I made a hand gift. Here, wait. I got two of them for you.
He's sticking it.
Yes, I've handmade a gift.
He's sticking his thumbs up at me. He thinks I'm cool.
I made some pasta one time.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that last year.
Yep.
Oh, episode 4. You talked about that. Have you ever sent... What a stupid question. Have you ever sent a Christmas card?
Yup.
Of course. Now the naughty list. Have you ever peeked at a gift?
Of course.
Yes.
I used to break it. Now see, let's talk about this. We knew where my parents hid the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to break into the room next to it in the basement and then shimmy up over the top of the wall.
There's no fucking. And you when got
we were,
stuck
no,
like
we were
when
smaller.
You got
no.
There was, when were you smaller? You what? You were when you were in your uterus. You
no,
fucking
no,
you,
my
you,
no, you no, 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 no. This might we remodeled. Shut the hell up, you douche. If that was the case, and you were born 28, I was actually 5 pounds, 6.5 ounces when I was born.
Wow, you really caught up.
No shit.
Holy cripes. Did you, when you were trying to slip over from the one room to the other, were you stuck like Winnie the Pooh?
No, shut up. I'm telling the story. So we used to break into the other room and then look at all of our presents.
How fun is that, though?
It was. See, to me, it was more exciting knowing what was coming. I don't like surprises.
That'd be great if your parents were onto you and just fucking bought a bunch of shit.
Brought it all
set
back.
It there, and then took it all back and bought you dog shit presents instead.
Yep.
Oh, look, underwear.
Valerie
more
be like,
underwear.
Valerie be like, just tell me one. I know what you're not getting. Remember all you wanted it? Blah, blah, blah. Yep, you're not getting it. Damn, Santa dropped him off early.
Jesus. Here's something I've done many times. Have you ever re-gifted a present?
Yep, and I'll tell you exactly what it was.
What?
Salad shooter.
Somebody gave this to you?
Yeah. Somebody gave my cousin gave me a salad shooter.
And you re-gifted
it. Oh, fuck yeah. I gave it away for somebody else for a wedding gift.
That's awesome.
Who needs a salad shooter? She's like, you mentioned it one time. I might have said it was dumb. Just because it came out of my mouth doesn't mean get me one. I said hooker six times. You never got me one of those.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm a fisherman.
Jesus. Have you ever stole Santa's cookies? Technically, they're my fucking
cookies. No, I never stole Santa's cookies.
They're my fucking cookies. Oh, well, here's one that you can definitely say yes to. I'll answer for you. Have you ever been a Grinch?
Yeah, every Christmas.
Every second of your life. Have you ever returned a gift?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Have you ever returned a gift for cash?
You'd be mean, too, if your nuts were fuzzy and green.
Ew.
What?
Have you ever returned a gift
oh, God,
for
yes.
cash?
Yeah, all the time.
Yep.
Don't know why they bought me this. What do you mean Hickory Farms has moved from the mall until next year? Bullshit!
Wait, that's a pop-up store?
You sons of bitches. That's how they get you.
Do you dislike Christmas music?
Hate Christmas music.
Why, though?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
What about the Dr. Dirty stuff we were listening to?
That was
to?
Okay if they start saying things that I think are funny.
Right. Have you ever got elfed up?
Such as? What?
You ever get elfed up?
Dress like an elf?
No, I think it means like getting elfed up, but it says elfed up.
I got elfed up on a Christmas Day one time.
Did you just like run out of batteries? Have Eve.
No, I was trying to say Eve. No, no, not on Christmas. No, Christmas Eve in our house is an all day, all night. It's
really?
Exhausting. At least it used to be. Now that the kids are older, I don't know if we're gonna do a lot of the whole exchange type thing. It would take hours. 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
So I hated, you mentioned the opening presents. I hated when we used to go to my ex-in-law's house.
What penitentiary was that at?
And it was her family and like her nephews and nieces and my kids and you know the
spend
my brother-in-law
hours watching
everybody
presidents.
No, that's the thing. So I was always raised like, you open it up, you watch. I watch
yes.
you open yours.
Yes. Oh, everybody
God,
watches.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then, okay, your turn. You go, yay. And my sister always had to be in there. She always had to be the hander out of the presents.
Yeah.
Because she always wanted to go last.
Right.
She would literally save her presents for hand everybody else. And then everybody's on. Okay, we're done. No, I got to open mine now.
It's like.
Okay. I see what you did there.
Oh, so she gave everybody everything at once?
Hold on. So at the end.
Talking
house,
to. Top no, of the microphone.
She would give everybody, she would pass out the presents one at a time, one at a time.
Let
you
me,
go. No,
let
you
me,
go. No, you go. But she wouldn't do any of hers.
Let me guess.
So at in-laws the end,
was a fucking chaos.
Yes. And everybody would be like, okay, it's almost like it was fucking on your mark, get set, go. Everybody's like, oh, thanks. Oh, thanks. Oh, thanks. And like, nobody's fucking paying attention to anyone.
See?
And I'm just like, that's not how I was brought up.
No, I'm the attention cop because
it's disrespectful.
I don't want to throw my family under the bus, but I will say this. When you've spent a number of hours doing it and we would go house to house and the last stop was always my house, everybody's kind of like, all right, I'm over this. So we're not going to sit here in the circle. We're going to kind of sit off to the side. And I'd be like, opening a gift now. I paused for dramatic effect.
I like that.
Did you hear that echo too?
Yeah, he said, now.
Opening presents from center field. Field.
Today.
Hey, salad shooter.
What is salad?
You mean I can fire carrots into my mouth?
No. I'm just kidding. I've tossed a couple salads in my day. I know what you're talking about.
Dude.
What? I was a chef. I worked in restaurants.
Yeah.
Episode 12.
Teabag and shin salad too. Anyways, so yeah, I was the one that would be screaming. And then my family get pissed at me like, why do you have to ruin this for everyone? I'm like, because nobody else from this side of the room over here is paying attention to shit.
Right. And it's just,
so I guess after 50 years of this shit, you sit back and you're like, meh.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to bring everybody down, but it's, if you're not going to pay attention, then what am I doing here till 3 in the morning?
So what I did was, here's one of, did I ever tell you my trick of repping presents?
No. Keep I still, talking for a second.
I did it for my kids.
Tell your story.
I did it for my kids, and I still do it to this day. I buy presents. I keep a list of what I buy for each person on my phone in my notes section. And I number each thing. So I've got number one for Nick. So Nicholas, number one, socks. Number two, underwear. Just as an example. So when it comes time, so I am that guy that passes the shit out. So when it comes time to open presents, I'm grabbing up. I don't know what the hell's for me or what she got her. Or what, but for stuff that I bought, I'm handing out. I'm giving this to you. So on the name, on the tag, nobody notices it, Michael. But on the tag, the gift tag that's or the present tag on the thing, and it says to Mike from Billy. And down at the very corner, it says there's a three on there. I know to look for the number.
I'll tell you
so
one
on
thing.
The three, look at, and I sit there with my phone like this.
No, I get what you're doing.
So I know I'm handing you a box that's got your fucking AC/DC t-shirt in it. I know what you're about to open up.
Jesus Christ, that could be a big box.
You know what I mean?
Is it a TV? No, it's a t-shirt.
No, I went to Walmart, got one of those totes.
You're such a dick.
For your t-shirt.
I'll tell you one thing. If you got me socks, you might as well write number two on the, that's yeah. A number two gift yeah. Right there.
Well, you know what I'm saying? So I know what I'm handing out, and I always make sure it's, all right, Nick's opening now.
He's opening his socks. Now be quiet.
Right.
He's opening number two.
He's opening up his number two.
It's his dude.
What a shitty gift. Eh?
Call of Duty.
Oh, you get it.
Call of Duty. Yeah. See what I did there? Yeah.
No, it's a casino game. Oh, it's craps.
Oh, boy. This is the so we're sinking like tight.
So presents. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't. It used to be, I really didn't care about getting presents. I still don't, but I don't know. Do you care?
You know what I care about?
Is it important?
You know what I care about?
What?
If I spend $100, I better get $100 worth of shit back.
Oh.
I'm not going in the hole. Telling you.
I, like
I hate going, you know what I mean? It's like, I just, you know, hey, I got your telescope, and they spent $100 and a quarter on it, and then, oh, look.
I can honestly tell
look, you.
Look, you
got me a ham sandwich.
I can honestly tell you I've always, and not that I, it doesn't matter, it's not about that, but I've always overspent anybody that's given me presents.
Like Secret Santas, I always went over.
But I'm talking like.
But not too much.
Just like, you know, personal presents. Just like, okay, here's your, okay, okay, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
spatula. You,
it's like, okay, and I'm opening my stuff, I'm like, oh. I'm like, all right, are we all done? I'm
kitchen
looking around
utensil.
Going, we can't possibly be all done. I just opened up a $14 gift. I mean, wait a minute.
Right.
I spent a paycheck and a half on you. What's going on
right.
here? The fuck? Where's my other damn shit?
Yeah, no. So we don't exchange gifts for the most part, the most of the family. We just take care of the kids. Yeah.
That's how it turned
that's
at the in-laws after a while.
After a while, it's like
it was just for the kids.
Dude,
and now the there's no kids anymore. Now it's all well, the grandkids over there, but I don't know. It doesn't matter to me at all. I'm totally
out of it. I'm 44 years old. I don't need
you need a fucking calendar is what you need.
Oh, sorry.
44. 40,
I forgot 45. Oh, sorry. 54.
There you go.
I'm a,
what are you, dyslexic?
I'm dyslexic. Who's Dick?
What's wrong with you? So a dyslexic walks into a bra.
It would be a rab.
It doesn't have to be completely
I'm
opposite.
Just saying.
It's mixed up. I'm going to rapid fire some shit at you right now. Ready?
These two birds are sitting on a
perch.
On a perch.
And one says to the other, hey, do you smell
fish? Because they're sitting on a perch.
I get it. Christmas, this or that? Star or angel?
What?
It's Christmas, this or that. You pick star or angel. Rapid fire.
Star.
Let's go. Eggnog or hot cocoa?
Eggnog.
Candy cane or chocolates?
Chocolates.
Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
Me too. Bake cookies or sing carols?
Fuck them both.
I'd rather bake cookies than to get to eat them. Wrap gifts or open gifts?
Open gifts. I can't wrap worth like a that. Shit.
I can't watch this. Real tree or fake tree?
I had to do the... almost died of...
Jesus.
Real tree or fake tree?
Fake.
Fake, all the way. Grinch or Charlie Brown?
Grinch. Oh, watching the show?
I think so.
Grinch. I don't want to watch that.
Oh, wait, let's clarify.
Freaking loser.
You watching it? Yeah. Grinch. I'm going to say Charlie Brown on that. Sugar cookies or gingerbread?
Sugar.
Sugar. Go ice skating or go sledding? Sledding all
Stay
day.
Stay home. Too cold.
Sledding all day. Gift wrap or gift bags? I like wrap.
Gift bags.
I like wrap.
Yep. Staple like it shut. Give me that back when you're done with it.
Pajamas or sweater?
What? Wearing or getting?
I'm assuming probably wearing.
Neither.
I'm going to go jammies.
Sweats.
Jammies.
And a scars and stripes sweatshirt.
Those are your jammies. And your work shirt.
So I'm gonna,
and your outerwear.
Dude, I actually have appointments this week, and I've actually had to get dressed up. It's not good. I don't like this.
In the summertime, you're like, I'm just going to, I got sunburned. I got sunburned last week, so I'm just going to wear a shirt when I swim. Scars and stripes sweatshirt.
Speaking of swimming, never mind. Go ahead.
How's your home? Ham or turkey?
You're going to ham or turkey?
I'm going to say ham.
Baked macaroni.
Ham or turkey? Is the it, ham. That is or that?
Thank baked you. Macaroni.
Ham-broccaroni.
Hammeroni.
Ham-baccaroni. Ham-baccaroni.
Hammered turkey. How you doing? Gobble, friggin' gobble.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Happy gobble, gobble, ghoul. That's Thanksgiving. Italian style.
Gobble ghoul.
Pass the gobble gobble ghoul.
I like that.
What are you looking up now? Are you done with the rapid fire?
I'm going to tell you a little. I don't know. You may have seen this.
Tell your story.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Not a woman I know.
A little story that I saw someone post on Facebook. Maybe some of you saw it, but. Today is a favorite tradition of mine. Gathered 17 friends for breakfast with every person bringing a $100 bill. Paid for our $200 meal, gave the other $1,500 to our waitress for her, quote, tip. Unbeknownst to us, she and her husband had recently hit a rough patch. She told us we restored faith in her faith in humanity. We call this shock and kloss. We challenge you to get your friends together and do the same.
Yep. So
that's
so,
an awesome idea.
So
man.
All you guys get together. Mm-hmm. You guys all come over here for breakfast.
Come out to Big, no, what?
Come to Big Papa Studios. And,
Big Papa Studios.
And I will serve
just for breakfast.
I will serve you breakfast.
Cheap motherfucker.
And then just remember to leave a tip.
Just the tip?
Just the tip.
So you're asking me for just the tip. That's all I got.
Yeah, right. There's nothing. What happened?
That's all you're getting.
It's like just getting the cap off the soda can.
Is that soda bottle?
No, that was kind of, I'll punch you right in your nuts. that's actually a good idea.
It is awesome.
I like that.
I'd probably do it on a smaller
scale.
Think, like everybody bring $5.
Well, you don't have.
Everybody bring $5.
First of all, you need to have 12 friends that would bring $100.
Second of all, I have not even.
You have musician friends.
Yeah, there you go.
So 12 people show up with no money and hope that the waitress buys all of you guys breakfast. Never mind.
Well, the waitress has a thing. It's a thing. She has it sewn on her apron. Tips not expected.
Just appreciated. Can you Venmo me my tip?
Can you? No, that is a great idea. That's very cool. Christmas TV shows, Michael? Anyone? TV shows, movies, anything like that?
Nope.
Variety specials?
Nope.
Why are we even doing this show? You have no input whatsoever.
I can say no. You can ramble about all the Christmas weird shit you like.
You're such a bah fucking humbug, man. What makes you don't dislike Christmas? Let's get to, you know what? Stretch out on the couch.
You know what?
What makes you just,
what because Christmas
your, what
is,
happened in your lifetime that made you hate Christmas? Go lay on the couch. It's your session starts now.
I don't know what turned me off of Christmas.
Did you ever like it?
I did.
As an adult, did you ever like it?
When Nicole was little, yeah. And she would get excited and stuff. But
did you get more excited than your fucking kid watching them about to open something?
Yes, always.
I always did, especially if it was like their big present. Like, I got my girls tickets to go see Hannah Montana in concert.
Yeah.
I was going to. And just the excitement about knowing what they're about to open.
Yeah.
It's fucking incredible. I love that. I couldn't give a shit if I got anything for Christmas.
Boy, I love to listen to a year ago's episode. You barely even said booger. And now you're F-bombing every third word.
What, we
today.
Can't swear?
Not every third word.
Why not?
Because you're being a douche.
I'm not being a fucking douche.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
I'm going to mute you for 30 seconds.
Would you just talk Italian to me? I'm going to mute you.
Put you in
we got mutual. A mutual
I'm gonna,
friend.
I'm going to smack you in your meatballs.
We got a mutual friend.
Jesus Christ. Don't do that anymore.
Well, my bad impression of a
yeah, don't do game? That. Did you ever see the movie My Blue Heaven?
I have not.
So Steve Martin is...
I got a little bottle of pills at home.
Steve Martin.
I call it My Little Blue Heaven.
Yeah, Steve Martin is on witness protection, and he's got his handler from the FBI. And the guy says, capisce? And Steve Martin looks at him and goes, you trying to say capisce? He says, yeah, don't, because it hurts my ears when you try it. It's a good movie. Anyways.
So we should probably give people a little sneak peek heads up in the next coming year. Season 3 starting after the new year. Next year, next week, we're going to do an anniversary episode. We're going to talk about some of our favorite moments over the past year. Our 1 year anniversary.
Our favorite show moments.
Our favorite show moments, some things that we've done. Yeah. We'll gather some of that stuff together. But coming up in the new year, we're going to start bringing some more guests on the show. We're going to start bringing some more, not so much guests, but we're going to expand the family here on Dish. Not all the time, but sometimes we're going to have maybe two, three, four little
different
round tables.
People all the time.
Different
not the
people
same ones
stuff.
All the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to have a little round table discussions and stuff. It'll be fun. It'll be good times.
We're going to talk about the voting, the primaries, and we're going to.
We're definitely not going to talk anything about that shit.
We're not going to talk about
that. This show will not exist. I will take my name. I will take my goddamn desk. I will take my, what else is mine? This mixer right here.
This is not your desk.
This is your desk. I forgot what studio.
This is my mixer.
I'll take my table.
You can have
the
table.
Let me take.
What are you reliving the part of the movie Rockstar? I'm the best thing that ever happened to this band is walking out now. It's my mic stand. That's my symbol.
Listen, if this show was a band, I'm the lead singer. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm the Paul Stanley of this show.
Yeah, you're going to be the fucking Yoko Ono in a minute. You'll be standing there with nothing but your mic in your hand.
Can I sing a Yoko Ono? Can I sing you a Yoko Ono song right
nope.
now?
Ah!
That was her hit. Wasn't that her hit? That was her highest charting hit, right?
The sound she made when she found out John was dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Wah, wah.
Wait, he's dead? All right, one more thing before we wrap it up. You see what I did there? Christmas, wrap it up. I want to start a new thing. I know we like playing games. I mean, let me translate. I like playing games.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm scratching myself. It's warm in here.
Jesus.
My chest, not
keep
my
your
balls.
Fingers out of your pants. Wakey, wakey. Hands off a sneaky.
We played something similar to this before. But we're going to have a
little
discussion.
If you do F,
it's not,
Mary,
it's not.
And kill or whatever.
No, this
I'm
is very
get...
simple. This is very simple. Ready? Maybe we haven't done anything. It's Christmas edition. The name of the game is One Gotta Go.
I kind of like that. One gotta go.
One okay. gotta go. One I gotta go. It's Dane. Ready?
Hey. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to give you three things. One gotta go.
Billy, gotta go.
See ya. Christmas trees, Christmas lights, or Christmas songs?
Christmas songs.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm going to say out of all those, Christmas trees, because I like looking at the lights and the songs cannot go anywhere. So, one gotta go. Home Alone, Elf, or the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Homo what?
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Home
Alone. Oh, Home Alone. Okay.
Elf or the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Home Alone.
What?
Hate that.
I'm going to say the Muppet Christmas Carol. Gone.
We don't put your teeth.
No, that's
not Emmett Otter. Yes, I know. I like that's more of a Christmas.
Emmett Otter is the best thing about Christmas, by the way.
It is. Love Emmett Otter.
One gotta go. Christmas food. Christmas parties. Mm-hmm. Christmas presents.
Christmas parties.
Ooh.
What the hell? I used to only get invited to one Christmas party, but I will never get invited to one of those ever again. So.
Probably not. What's the...
Hey, wow!
Never say never.
Pretty sad.
Never say never. Mm. It's always next year. Listen, what is Christmas food? Like Christmas cookies and stuff? Or that you think that's what it'd be?
It could be Christmas cookies. It could be baked macaroni.
Oh my God! You and the baked macaroni.
What is it? It's macaroni and you bake it.
Come on, give me another idea. Give me another idea.
You say guinea.
I said gimme.
You say guinea one more time.
Nah, forget about it. Listen.
Punch you in your missile camel toe.
One missile camel toe?
Missile moose knuckle.
One gotta go. Advent calendar. Christmas crackers. Christmas stockings.
Christmas,
here we go.
Christmas.
As I was writing this, I knew it was
Christmas
coming.
Christmas crackers. Cracker. I knew it was coming. The Advil calendar. The ibuprofen cookies. And the Valium Negnog.
Yeah. Advent calenders, Christmas crackers. Christmas.
Do you even know what a Christmas cracker is?
I don't. That's why I'm saying that's got to go.
So Christmas cracker is something that...
I know what it is. It's one of those little... It's a little... I know what it looks like, but I don't know what the...
It looks like a toilet paper tube.
Yes.
So what they do is they pull it and it pops. And usually confetti comes out. And then there's a little crown inside. And they put that on their head.
Who's they?
The English. It's a British. It's a British tradition.
Don't lie me.
Such a dick.
Don't lie.
Wow. 1 year later, we're still doing the fucking pun cast.
Oh, you're telling the truth.
Truth.
We're still talking about the British. You're telling the truth. Don't lie me. Go ahead.
Just move on.
One gotta go.
Yeah, Billy gotta go. I'm staying.
One gotta go. Pigs in a blanket. Here we go. Cheese boards or Christmas chocolate.
Cheese, I'm bored. That's what this is called now.
I'm sorry, Mike. Let's just call it here. Let's just finish the show then. Sorry I'm bothering you.
You're such a whiny little bitch today.
One gotta go. I don't like that. Pigs, who cares?
Christmas. Well, you've known a lot of pigs in the blanket, so.
Here's one. Christmas hot drinks, but I got three beautiful children.
That will all be somewhere else on Christmas.
Christmas hot drinks.
Yeah.
Christmas jumpers. I don't know.
The fuck's a Christmas jumper?
I don't know.
Jumper?
I said Christmas decorations. I think a Christmas jumper would be like probably pajamas, maybe, I'm thinking. Maybe
I don't know. Would you get this off of Yahoo England?
No, Reddit. Christmas jumpers, because I don't know what the fuck it
is. Who's going to listen to this? That's what it's going to be.
I got two more. Ready?
Okay.
One gotta go. Gravy, cranberry, or stuffing?
Ham gravy or beef gravy?
You know, I make a mean ham gravy.
Dude, I listened to that episode again, and I
was it
I
the
just
first one?
It was the first one.
I can't wait to
You're
listen.
You're like, oh, I gotta tell you. I made, for the first time, no, listen. I said, a salad? You said, no, listen, really.
For the first time
I ever made, listen, I made ham gravy. And I was like, what? You mean grease with flour? And you go, yeah, it's gravy. I'm like, oh, my God. I took the packet. I put it on the ham. You're supposed to tuck it in the flaps, the ham flaps. And I said, like the wings? Yes. I said, like when pigs fly? Yes. Okay.
Are you done making fun of me?
I thought it was the funniest. It's one of the funniest things that
I get a question
about.
For you now.
What's
one
that?
Gotta go. Gravy, cranberry, or stuffing?
Cranberry.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this.
If it's no. If it's real gravy, like turkey gravy or beef gravy, it's not ham gravy because that's gross.
And last one, and then we'll wrap things up. One gotta go.
Jesus Christ, we're gonna end it on this note.
Snow, roaring fires, or Santa Claus?
Kill that fat bastard.
First of all, how? I'm done with you.
Oh, I'm
We're
sorry.
Talking,
you
talking
picked,
of game,
you
playing a game and you say, kill me.
You're not Santa Claus.
No, you said fat bastard. Oh, you were talking about Santa Claus.
Yeah. I don't want you to commit suicide when
I said,
kill that fast bastard.
Get in my belly.
I want my baby back.
Baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Mincemeat pie. Dude. Awesome. No, you don't have to turn it off yet. We still got 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're done.
No, we're not.
I'm done with you.
Mincemeat pie.
Never even had it. Don't Neither even know I. what the fuck it is.
How about this?
Sorry. Don't know what the heck it is.
What is figgy pudding?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Have you ever had a fruitcake?
I worked with a couple. I actually have had a fruitcake.
You did work with Hatch, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did he work with them too? Recovery.
You want to go? You want to go there?
Boom.
Hey, you can. I'll just let you can talk to him about
I'll talk to him. He's going to be one of our co-hosts.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
I thought you said he wanted to come on.
He does, but yes, fruitcake. I have had a fruitcake.
Never had one.
My uncle's friend used to sends him one every year, and he hated them. Never liked them.
Just gave them all to you?
And so I was like, I'll try a piece. So I tried it. I was like, holy cow. And then I think he found out how much the fruitcake, this guy paid for these fruitcakes, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to keep this dish here. I'm like,
what the hell?
I was looking forward to that. It was actually good.
Nice.
It was a good one. It wasn't like...
See them in Wegmans.
You like, see them at Wegmans, or you see them at Christmas tree shops, that dried out brown piece of shit.
Where would be the best place to get one? Like a bakery? Do bakeries
make
them?
I don't know. I have no idea. This guy used to get it online and have it sent. I liked it. It was very good. Yeah. Fruitcake. Are you an eggnogger too?
I don't like eggnog. I don't.
No?
Not a fan at all.
What's it about the...
Just the
ultra thick.
Yeah, it's just
I used to make eggnog.
Consistency, maybe.
It's not the stuff that's in it is. It's you would not if you just knew the what name, was it. Eggnog. Well, there's like an egg. In it.
I like eggs.
It's like a raw egg. In
I like eggnog. Eggs, but eggnog.
Raw. Just raw egg. Bleh. Bleh.
It's gross.
It was good though. I like making.
Nasty.
I don't know. What about you? Anything else?
No, I'm good, man.
Christmas morning.
I got a few more days. I'm looking at my advent calendar right now.
Yeah, I've got an Advil calendar.
And 6 more days till Christmas.
Metformin calendar.
6 more days till Christmas.
4 more days till I go into diabetic shock.
Oh, my God.
Toffee break toffee. Look it up on Etsy.
How is Etsy doing?
Etsy Ross?
Yeah.
She's over there sewing a new flag.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of fruitcakes.
She's always waving the flag.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ham gravy.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, baby.
This is the most exciting part of the show, is the ending. Ham gravy. Yep. I know.
Tucking it in the flaps.
Oh. Greasy.
I got nothing. Merry Christmas, everybody. We got to go.
Merry Christmas. Stay tuned for our, not stay tuned, but next week is our anniversary show. And then after that, season 3 starts.
Basically. Then it's the divorce show.
That's right.
Bill's a dick.
Mike's a big old Christmas dick.
But Bill's a bigger
Mike's
dick. Nah, Bill's
Mike's
a dick.
Nah,
Bill's
a dick.
Bill's
Mike
a